If my body be a long poem, then I want it to go wherever it needs. I lick dirty verbs in my teeth and feast. I go back to the buffet with my dirty plate because I want my body to say all it has to say and not be sorry for the saying of it. Tiana Clark's, "Indeed, hotter for me are the joys of the Lord."
Elle Renee is a third-year MFA candidate at Indiana University, where she has served as nonfiction editor of Indiana Review and associate director of the Indiana University Writers Conference. Her poems have been published or forthcoming in Tin House Online, Poet Lore, The Minnesota Review, Appalachian Review, Southern Humanities Review, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Elle Renee, what poems have you brought for us today?
Ars Poetica as Archaeologist. I scout for the wreckage, bone embedded in soil, pot shard shaped once by human hands, now smooth calcium, nestled deep inside Earth's muddy pocket. My hands submit to their memorized posture, the constant cupping, wrists ladling sand like life-saving soup, dumping this bounty into a sieved bowl that betrays inconspicuous grains, revealing eventually some lithic totem, some evidence I existed before my first breath, before reaching for my first wound. I long for the brown specks that camouflaged my primordial skin before I learned skin-lured predators, before I adapted to this world's fear. A steady sun beats down on my digging, but my limbs refuse rest. Excavation is its own kind of gift, the ordering, classifying, naming what history forgets. Genealogical trip to Pulaski, Virginia. The mayfly swarm undulates like the perfect hip roll, mottled bodies plow brown bodies midair. Wings fade as fine gossamer in June sun, buoyed by a buzz too quick to be caught by my eye, which doesn't want to bear the witnessing. How nature persists in getting on with it publicly. Life, sex, death in the span of a day. I turn away, overcome by shame. I look through my Ford's cracked glass at white mile markers blurring a black highway. Why does our making always begin in denial? When I find my great-great-grandmother, Frances Houndshell, in census records, branded mulatto and a mother at age 9, I do not wince. I practice numbness, focus only on getting back to the alpha mama who owned her own body, her own name, somewhere off the coast of Ghana or Nigeria, maybe, where her breath, not her sweat, was enough currency. In Virginia, it's common to see the dead. Mayflies skip across pavement like flat rocks tossed, side-armed at a stream's surface, then lodged in sidewalk cracks among orphan pebbles, sticks, and sprigs of grass. I'd rather look at uncountable rows of tobacco leaves, which leave me breathless, dizzy even. All those green ears flap like an elephant's hello, hang woody scents heavy through my car vents like next of kin, hugs, hugged only at family reunions. In death, female mayfly lips freeze into an O, as if readying a whistle, as if leaving evidence of no. After the males give chase, grab their tiny legs, drag them to the ground. After the mount, it happened like this. Whole lives purposed for labor and procreation. Night collects her bounty. By daybreak, bodies pile by the hundreds on windowsills, in porch corners, in the middle of a passage, pedestrian stroll between a jail and courthouse. The nice white genealogist at the local library tells me Francis's age must be wrong, an error in reporting. But I know a nymph can be snatched from her skin, molt and molt, until she becomes something new, gains wings if only for a brief view of the dust. She will soon call home. Negroes, Octus Weather, Block Auction, after Nikki Finney's auction block of Negro weather. Take off, running, swell and surge, converge, tender, half, whisper, wailing, mouth, sunk, blow, bellow, a world with vortex, drowning, forests, human, fingers, millions, divvied up, skilled, skin, black, beloveds, lightnings, waiting, arms, whirling, a whip, unravels, high, goodbyes, deluge, super, children, women, bank, gold, snatched, teeth, pulled, sweet, stem, worn, luck, shuts, what, comes, under, fat, clouds, holding, wet, hands, running, from, into, air, black, dots, growing, wings, blind, trails, back, where, cotton, rose, squall, long, hurry, cane, winds, zipper, flying, open, veins, veins, every republic, dares, eyes, look, the promise, stolen, between, starlight, and, trembling, lungs, a love, some, left, crying, red, blooded, tears, that, ran and ran, a nation infested, hate, water, everywhere, cataclysmic, on easy conquerors, the eyes keep coming, run.
You've been listening to poems by El Renee on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.